Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, back on day two of our Daily Road to the Podcast Award special. This is a 15-day series in which we are going to give you a short podcast talking about your questions, give you a answer, and give you a real quick reminder that Rob is a Podcast is nominated for two podcast awards, and we could use your help for a daily vote at podcastawards.com. And here with me, for as many of these as she can physically stomach, here is the first lady of podcasting, Nicole Cesternino. Nicole, how are you?
Hello, I'm great.
Yes, you're great.
I'm great.
You're very excited. Are you excited to be back in the mix of podcasting here?
I am. I missed it.
That this is, you know, big time here, that we had to bring in the heavy hitters, the big guns.
Is that
to try
me?
Try to make this happen.
Yeah.
Here. And so we're going to have a question that we're going to answer here tonight on the show. Of course, you can send in your questions at robswebsite.com/voicemail. And we're going to do one question a day for 15 days.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Nicole, may I see your phone?
Why?
Because I'll show you. May I see your phone?
I may have to delete some texts before I give it
okay.
to you.
Okay. This is, all right, let's make this fast. It's a short show. All right. And okay, I know your passcode. And so, well, I'm going to demonstrate something for you.
Okay.
Siri, remind Nicole to vote every day for Rob Has a Podcast at podcastawards.com at 9 a.m.
Here's your reminder, starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. Shall I create it?
Create it.
Those are all the reminders you have.
No, create it. Create it.
Oh, Siri.
Create it.
My Siri sucks.
Create it. And you know, why didn't she listen?
She's a jerk.
Yeah.
9 a.m. isn't a good time for me anyway.
All right. Anyway. All right. So let's get to the questions. Here we go. All right. The first question today. This is from Scott. Scott has a question for us, Nicole.
Where's Scott from?
Hey, Rob. This is Scott from Delaware.
Delaware.
Love the show. Been listening for a long time, and I get what it means. But what is the origin of the phrase sucking kneecaps? Who came up with that anyway? Love to hear the story. Thanks.
Sucking kneecaps, Nicole. We use the term quite a bit. It's one of the terms on Robin's podcast that has really stood the test of time. But if you're a new listener, you may not know exactly where that comes from.
You just think we're weird.
Yes, it's an odd expression. So, Nicole, do you know where that comes from?
I do know, because I was there when it went down.
Well, you were there for part of it. The origin of sucking kneecaps, many people know that it comes from who?
Shane Powers.
Shane Powers, that's right. And Shane Powers was somebody who had sort of an odd history with the podcast. Back at the time, at the start of the podcast, around 2010 and earlier, Shane Powers used to hate my guts.
He hated you with a passion.
Passionately hated me.
Yes.
Few people have hated me with more passion than he did.
How many people hate you? Can you name another person?
I can name any people. I prefer it. You know, haters gonna hate.
Oh, you and your Taylor Swift.
But I don't need to then go ahead and promote them. But so Shane Powers violently hated. Well, he
not violently.
But passionately.
Passionately.
Again, passionately hated me. But now I think he really likes me.
He loves you.
Like, or tolerates me.
He sucks your kneecaps.
Anyway, so there was like a thawing with Shane Powers over the years. Like, he didn't like me because he felt like I was the epitome of somebody who goes on reality TV, and he hated that.
Who tries to do things after.
Even though he was somebody who went on reality TV. But he wasn't somebody who tried to do something with reality TV after he went on reality TV. That's what he didn't like. So anyway, there was a thawing. You ran into him one time, right?
I ran into him at a bar.
You ran into him at a bar. I ran into him like at, what's the Big Wangs?
Big Wangs, I saw him one day.
And so I had done a podcast with Jen Hoffman, former apprentice contestant.
Yes, not Celebrity Apprentice.
Not so regular, but that there used to be, a lot of people didn't know this, before Celebrity Apprentice, there used to be a show that was very similar to Celebrity Apprentice called The Apprentice.
Right.
That had people that weren't celebrities
mm-hmm.
on it.
Really?
Yes. And Jen Hoffman was one of those people. And She, I think she was on the LA, they had one season that they did it in LA.
No one watched that one.
They made them sleep outside or something. I don't even understand why.
No one watched it.
But anyway, she was somebody who was, she wrote for Us Weekly or something like that.
And
during I actually did a podcast of when Charlie Sheen had a meltdown.
Yes.
And she was the guest on that show. And so I'm not sure exactly why, but she tweeted on March 8th, 2011. I did a lot of research. She tweeted, "Love running into friends on top of Runyon. Today you can see clear to the ocean. If you live in LA and don't do Runyon, you're missing out." Is that true?
I think Runyon's a little overrated.
Overrated.
Yeah.
All right. To this, then, Shane Powers, on that same day, March 8th, 2011, that fateful day, said to @JenHoffman, "Let's go on this @RobSesternino dudes podcast and argue about working for Us Weekly and him constantly sucking kneecaps." To which there was a discussion as what does that mean? What is that phrase, sucking kneecaps?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? And I guess we found out.
We addressed it.
Yes. That it's being a kiss ass.
Yes.
Sucking up to people.
Yes.
And I had never heard that expression before. And if you want to go back and take a listen, Shane Powers, as he predicted in the original tweet of, "Hey, let's on March 8th, 2011, almost 4 years to the day." He then did appear on Rob Has a Podcast on April 30th, 2012 with the aforementioned Jen Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And I will post a short link to that if you want to hear that crazy interview.
You need to listen to that interview if you haven't heard
go
it.
Go to robiswebsite.com/ShaneCast1 if you want to hear that wild interview.
He came to the house and everything.
And he talks a lot more about sucking kneecaps there and much, much more.
And some cocaine on that washed up on the shore.
Yes.
You need to hear it.
Now, if you are to Google the phrase sucking kneecaps,
is it on Urban Dictionary?
I don't know. Let me Google not logged into my thing, because my number one result is terminology from robhasawiki.com. But if I was just to Google sucking kneecaps here and not logged into my Google, we see the number one result is suck my kneecaps. That's from the Chicago Reader, which says "Suck My Kneecaps" is the name of a article called "Rock Criticism, Never a Particularly Lofty Art Form in the First Place, Has Hit a New Low with Your Recent Patronizing Review of the Chaotic Little Darling Eminem's Latest Batch of Bile." So somebody wrote a very critical response to a review about Eminem. That is the number one result for sucking kneecaps.
Is that like kiss my butt?
I don't know. Then the later on, there are other results that are about Rob as a podcast referring. So really, sucking kneecaps is most commonly associated with Rob as a podcast. It has been used very few other places, although allegedly in the movie Wall Street, Gordon Gekko tells somebody about sucking kneecaps.
Oh, is that right?
Allegedly.
They probably listened to the show.
Probably. Also, then on a YouTube search, there's really nothing that turns up in terms of a sucking kneecap reference on YouTube. So we have to say that this is probably just a term that is popularized by the one and only Shane Powers. Okay? And so, Scott,
there you go.
That is it. That is all we have to say about sucking kneecaps. And really, the phrase has really taken on a life of its own.
Do people like
in the
it?
World of Rob's podcast? People say it.
They say it all the time.
I mean, there aren't too many other running jokes and phrases that we use from 2012 and 2011 on Rob's podcast. So it really has stood the test of time.
Yes.
And it's been one of the longest running phrases in the history of Rob's podcast. So thank you very much, Scott, for sending in your question. If you have a question you want to hear us answer on the Road to the Podcast Awards Fun Size Special,
Fun
Day
Size
Three, you can send them in to robhasawebsite.com/voicemail. Of course, Wednesday is going to be a big day on the podcast. Survivor Know-It-Alls is back Wednesday night at 6:15 p.m. Pacific, 9:15 p.m. Eastern. It's 6:15 for me.
Yes.
Yes. But I might be the only person watching Survivor Know-It-Alls at 6:15 p.m.
How Pacific. Could you be watching it if you're on it?
Because I have a monitor in front of me.
Because you're narcissistic.
I have a computer. That's right. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this. I really appreciate that. And if you haven't cast your vote yet, podcastawards.com. Rob has a podcast for Best Entertainment Podcast and People's Choice Podcast of the Year. Nicole, we're going to work on your Siri.
Yeah, my Siri sucks all the time.
Sucking kneecaps?
No.
Or just sucks?
Sucking the big A.
Here, let's just ask Siri one real quick. What does sucking kneecaps mean?
One sec. Here's what I found on the web for what does sucking kneecaps mean.
The number one result is what does kneecap mean? Second result, suck my kneecaps, a letter to the Chicago Reader. What does sucking mean? Kneecapping. And what does kneecap mean? So no mention of Shane Powers, according to Siri.
Yeah.
But Shane Powers did play Survivor with Siri.
Yes, and this Siri sucks.
And he showed her his package. All right. On that note, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye,
guys.